This is the ultimate guide to Michigan English test. Copyright 2025 by Niner English Corporation. All rights reserved. Practice test 1.
Instructions for the listening section. This part of the test assesses your ability to comprehend spoken English. It consists of 3 parts, each with its own set of instructions. Mark your answers in the book. You may make an educated guess if you're unsure of an answer. Aim to answer as many questions as possible. Part 1. In this section of the test, you will listen to brief conversations between 2 speakers. After each conversation, a question will be asked about it. Select the most appropriate answer from the options provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part 1 consists of 19 questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated, so listen attentively. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer. Question number 1.
I reserved a mid-size car for pickup today, but they told me there are no cars available.
Let me check our system to see the status of the vehicles. Can I see your reservation number, please?
Sure, here it is.
Okay. Yes, there's been a delay in returning vehicles. We can offer you a free upgrade to a full-size car if that works for you.
Why didn't the woman get the car she reserved? Question number 2.
I'm planning a vacation and can't decide between Hawaii and Italy.
Those are both amazing options.
I know. They both have great food and beautiful scenery, and the cost is similar.
Well, I haven't been to either. But, for what it's worth, the beaches in Hawaii are incredible if you love the ocean.
According to the woman, what might help the man decide? Question number 3.
Can you let Mark know that the package hasn't arrived yet?
It hasn't? Since when?
We're not sure, but it was supposed to be delivered yesterday.
Oh no, this isn't the first time it's happened. He's got to sort that out once and for all. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question number 4.
Hey, why weren't you at the debate club today? I thought you were excited about it.
I am, but the principal asked me to help organize the school fundraiser, so I'm using club time for that.
Wow. And you're still competing in the next debate tournament?
Probably not. I need to focus on the fundraiser.
Why did the man miss the club meeting? Question number 5.
Do you know what the weather is like in the mountains this time of year?
It gets pretty chilly, even during the day. Why? Are you going hiking?
Yeah, and I was wondering if I should wear shorts and a t-shirt.
You'd be better off with long pants and a jacket.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question number 6.
How was the concert last night? Was it as good as you expected?
It was incredible. If only it could have lasted forever.
Must be tough going back to normal after that.
It's definitely taking some time to come down from the excitement.
How does the woman feel about the concert? Question number 7.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can find the batteries?
Sure. They're in aisle 10, right next to the light bulbs.
Oh, near the extension cords?
I believe so.
What does the man want to buy? Question number 8.
Your shirt looks so faded. Have you been washing it too often?
It's not the washing, it's the detergent.
What do you mean? You use too little?
Actually, the opposite. I found out too late that too much detergent can fade colors.
What happened to the man's shirt? Question number 9.
You know, today's the deadline to join the study group for finals.
Right. And you want me to join, don't you?
Of course. Studying together will help a lot. And I know you could use some extra review, even if you won't admit it. I just need one more member to form the group.
Fine. I'll do it.
How does the woman feel about the man's idea? Question number 10.
Professor, I need some help understanding the chapter we read for class.
You mean the one on the Industrial Revolution?
Exactly. I don't understand what it means when it says, the shift to factory work changed social structures.
It means that as people moved from farms to factories, their way of life, family roles, and class structure changed significantly.
Why does the student talk to the professor? Question number 11.
You won't believe who just moved into the apartment next door. Do you remember my old roommate from college?
You mean Jake? The one who was always into music? But I thought he was living in California.
Well, he just moved back, and he's living right next to me now. Isn't that cool?
Why is the man happy about his new neighbor? Question number 12.
I saw these same shoes on sale at another store for $15 less. See? Here's the flyer.
That's no problem. We'll match that price for you.
In that case, I'll buy them.
Great. I'll take them to the register for you.
What did the woman want? Question number 13.
Excuse me, Professor. Have you finished grading our history papers? I didn't get mine back yet.
The one on the Civil War? You wrote about Lincoln's leadership, right?
No. Remember, I asked if I could focus on General Grant instead?
Of course. Your analysis was very insightful.
What can be inferred about the professor? Question number 14.
There was a message today about the team outing on Friday. Do we have all the reservations confirmed?
I think so. I called the restaurant and I'll bring the confirmation details so everyone knows the plan.
Sounds good.
What will the woman do on Friday? Question number 15.
Hey, Where'd my sandwich go? I just put it down for a second.
Sorry, I didn't notice. I was busy reading. You know, it seems like the campus cafe is getting more crowded every day, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's survival of the fittest in here.
What does the woman say about the campus cafe? Question number 16.
I booked a table for dinner tonight, but I need to cancel. Could you take my name off the reservation?
Sure. What name is the reservation under?
Sarah Lee.
Got it. Your reservation has been canceled.
Why did the woman mention a reservation? Question number 17.
How is your painting coming along?
I haven't finished it yet, but so far it's turning out the way I imagined.
That's great. So you'll be able to display it in the gallery next week?
That's the plan.
What does the woman say about her painting? Question number 18.
The advantages of moving to a bigger office are obvious, but before we discuss those, maybe we should consider any potential downsides.
I don't see many, except that the increased rent might put some strain on our budget.
What do the speakers agree about? Question number 19.
Does this new coffee machine really make all the drinks the old one did?
Good question. It looks a lot smaller.
Yeah. And checking the options, I don't see a setting for cappuccino.
I don't get why they'd replace the old one with something that does less.
How do the speakers feel about the new coffee machine?
That is the end of part one. This is the second section of the test where you will listen to extended conversations between two speakers. After each conversation, you will respond to several questions about it. Select the best answer from the choices provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part 2 consists of 14 questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated, so pay close attention. You may take notes in your book while listening if you wish. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer.
For numbers 20 to 23, listen to a conversation at a bookstore.
May I help you?
Yes, thanks. I was wondering if this novel is part of the buy one, get one free deal. The sign is a little confusing.
Oh, several customers have asked about that. We need to make the promotion clearer. Only the books with the yellow sticker are included in the deal.
Oh, that's too bad. I really wanted this book, but I was hoping for a discount.
Yeah, I understand. Did you see the discounted section? There are some great books on sale.
Oh, I did, but I really had my heart set on this one.
Well, if you want, I can ask the manager if we can price match it. Sometimes we can work something out for customers. Want me to check?
Sure, thanks.
Question number 20. What is the store's problem? Question number 21. Which books are part of the promotion? Question number 22. What did the woman offer to ask the manager? Question number 23. What does the woman mean when she says, "We need to make the promotion clearer"? For numbers 24 to 26, listen to a conversation at a car rental office.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, that'll be $45 per day for the rental. And would you like to go ahead and confirm your return date?
Sure, I guess. But when do I need to return it? I might need it for an extra day or two.
Your current reservation is for 5 days, but if you need to extend it, just give us a call as soon as possible.
Got it.
So, as of now, your return date is Monday at 10 a.m. Does that work for you?
I don't have my schedule with me, but it should be fine. If not, can I change it?
We can usually adjust reservations if you let us know in advance, but last-minute extensions can be tricky, especially if the car is booked for another customer. That said, we'll do our best to accommodate you if needed.
Okay. Thanks.
Question number 24. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question number 25. What will the man probably do later? Question number 26. What does the woman say might be a problem? For numbers 27 to 30, listen to a conversation between friends.
Thanks for coming with me to the furniture store, Jake. I don't think I could have carried this new desk by myself.
No problem. It's pretty heavy. Definitely not a one-person job. Glad to help.
So, this is for my home office. I was hoping we could bring it inside right away. But since the elevator's out of order, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, carrying it up 5 flights of stairs would be exhausting.
Okay, why don't we just leave it in the lobby for now and wait until the elevator is working again? In the meantime, I can start rearranging the room to make space for it.
That makes sense. By the way, are you still planning to start working from home next week?
That's the plan, but it depends on whether I get everything set up in time.
Question number 27. What does the woman want the man to help with? Question number 28. What is implied about the desk? Question number 29. Why will the speakers wait to complete a task? Question number 30. What does the woman mean when she says, "That's the plan, but it depends on whether I get everything set up in time"? For numbers 31 to 34, listen to a conversation at a doctor's office.
Hi, I have a 10:30 appointment with Dr. Lee.
Okay, let me check. Yes, I see your appointment here. You're here for a follow-up on your ankle injury, right?
That's right. I sprained it 2 weeks ago and it's still a little sore. I just want to make sure it's healing properly.
That makes sense. Dr. Lee will want to examine it and see if you need any further treatment. In the meantime, have you been following the care instructions, icing it and keeping it elevated?
Yes, I've been doing that, and I haven't put too much weight on it. It's definitely better than before, but I just want to be sure I'm not overdoing anything.
That's a good idea. Go ahead and have a seat, and Dr. Lee will call you in shortly.
Thanks.
Question number 31. Why did the man visit the doctor's office? Question number 32. What advice did the woman ask if the man had been following? Question number 33. What does the woman mean when she says, "Dr. Lee will want to examine it and see if you need any further treatment"?
That is the end of part two. This is the third section of the test. You will listen to several short talks. After each talk, you will answer questions related to it. Select the best answer from the options provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part three includes 17 questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated, so listen carefully. You may take notes in your book if you wish. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer.
For numbers 34 to 37, listen to a talk in an environmental science class. The professor is discussing ocean pollution.
Today we're going to talk about one of the biggest environmental concerns of our time, ocean pollution. The problem has worsened due to human activities, particularly plastic waste. Every year, millions of tons of plastic enter the ocean, harming marine life and ecosystems. One of the most alarming issues is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's a massive collection of floating plastic debris trapped by ocean currents. The plastic breaks down into tiny pieces called microplastics, which fish and other marine animals often mistake for food. The impact of plastic pollution is far-reaching. Many sea turtles, seabirds, and fish die from ingesting plastic. Additionally, these plastics eventually enter the human food chain when people consume seafood. Scientists are studying the long-term health effects of microplastics on humans, but early research suggests potential risks. Efforts are being made to tackle the issue. Countries are passing laws to reduce single-use plastics, and cleanup projects are underway. However, solving the problem requires global cooperation. Simple actions like recycling and reducing plastic use can make a difference.
Question number 34. What is the professor mainly discussing? Question number 35. What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Question number 36. Why does the professor mention the human food chain? Question number 37. What does the professor mean when he says, "Solving the problem requires global cooperation"? For numbers 38 to 41, listen to a part of a lecture in a biology class.
Today, we're going to talk about a fascinating survival strategy used by some animals, hibernation. Hibernation is a state of deep sleep that helps animals conserve energy during harsh conditions, like winter. Bears are often the first animals people think of when they hear the word hibernation, but they aren't the only ones. Many small mammals, like hedgehogs and ground squirrels, also hibernate. Some amphibians and even certain fish species do as well. During hibernation, an animal's body temperature drops and its heart rate slows significantly. For example, the Arctic ground squirrel's body temperature can drop below freezing. This ability allows it to survive the extreme cold of its environment without eating for months. Scientists are especially interested in hibernation because studying how animals slow their metabolism could help humans. For instance, future space travel might involve astronauts going into a hibernation-like state to conserve resources on long missions.
Question number 38. What is the professor mainly discussing? Question number 39. What happens to an animal's body during hibernation? Question number 40. Why does the professor mention space travel? Question number 41. What does the professor mean when she says, "Scientists are especially interested in hibernation"? For numbers 42 to 46, listen to a presentation at a university faculty meeting.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to announce that the university has received a significant grant from the State Education Board. This grant will allow us to launch a new student mentorship program starting next semester. The mentorship program will pair first-year students with upperclassmen who can guide them through academic and campus life. Studies have shown that mentorship can greatly improve student retention rates, so we believe this initiative will make a real difference. To implement this program, we've established a mentorship development team, led by Dr. Elaine Roberts from the Psychology Department. This team will recruit and train student mentors, as well as track the program's effectiveness over time. I'd also like to recognize Professor Mark Evans from the Sociology Department. He played a key role in designing this initiative, conducting research and presenting data to the administration. Thanks to his dedication, the program is a reality. I'm happy to announce that he has been named the new Director of Student Success Programs. Congratulations, Mark.
Question number 42. What is the main purpose of the speaker's announcement? Question number 43. What is the expected benefit of the mentorship program? Question number 44. What will the mentorship development team do? Question number 45. Why was Professor Mark Evans recognized? Question number 46. What does the speaker mean when he says, "We believe this initiative will make a real difference"? For numbers 47 to 50, listen to a speaker talking to a group of volunteers at a community garden.
Thanks, everyone, for coming today. I'm really excited to see so many people here to help out with our community garden project. Your time and effort will make a big difference in turning this space into something beautiful and productive for everyone to enjoy. So, as you can see, we have a lot of work to do. Team 1 will focus on clearing out weeds, removing any trash, and preparing the soil for planting. We have gloves, rakes, and trash bags over at the supply table, so be sure to grab what you need. Team 2 will be planting vegetables and flowers in the raised garden beds. We've got seedlings and seeds ready to go, and I'll be giving a quick demo on how to space them properly. Remember, our goal is to create a sustainable and healthy garden that can provide fresh produce for the community. Lastly, we're also setting up a composting system to reduce food waste. Composting helps improve soil health naturally, so Team 3 will be in charge of setting up compost bins and educating visitors on how to use them. All right, let's get started. If you have any questions, just come find me or one of the coordinators.
Question number 47. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Question number 48. What is the speaker's goal? Question number 49. What does the speaker imply about composting? Listen to a part of the talk again, then answer the question.
Composting helps improve soil health naturally, so Team 3 will be in charge of setting up compost bins and educating visitors on how to use them.
Question number 50. What does the speaker mean when she says, "educating visitors on how to use them"?
That is the end of the listening subtest.